This is Traveling the Bluegrass, brought to you by H&R AgriPower. Here's Alan Watts.
In an effort to replace tobacco income on their first-generation farm in Shelby County, a farm family has developed an agritourism destination that was recently recognized as the Agribusiness of the Year during the Farm City Luncheon at the North American International Livestock Exposition. Mulberry Orchard, owned and operated by Matt and Amanda Geisig, began as a traditional farm.
We're a farm in eastern Shelby County, and we have apples and peaches, we have pumpkin patch, and then we have a market and an agritourism place there also. Also to go along with our row crops and our beef cattle.
Amanda says they decided to develop an orchard to replace income from tobacco.
A tremendous amount of homework and visited a lot of other farms and orchards around the state and other states as well, and decided to put in some fruit trees. And so that first year planted about 2,500 trees and continue to grow from there.
She adds they're continuing to offer more to visitors each year.
Pick apples off the trees, pick pumpkins off the vine, things like that. It's fun to see that grow. It's great to see more people come out each season. We continue to add to the things that we offer in the market.
Traveling the Bluegrass will return in a moment.
If you ever wondered how Farmall got its name, here's an abbreviated list of some of the jobs that Case IH Farmall can do. Baling, cutting, feeding, hauling, loading, raking, cleaning, fertilizing, mowing, chopping, seeding, clearing, irrigating, digging, excavating, grading. Let's make it simple. This tractor does it all. No matter what you're doing, can-do comes in red. Farmall. Learn more at caseih.com/farmall or at HR AgriPower with 5 Kentucky locations. Hopkinsville, Russellville, Morgan Field, Owensboro, and Mayfield.
The Kentucky Corn, Soybean, and Small Grain Growers Associations will be hosting the Kentucky Commodity Conference, sponsored by Hopkinsville Elevator and its family of farmer service companies in Bowling Green on January 19th. It's an all-day event with agronomy speakers, marketing speakers, and a forum for the Kentucky Commissioner of Agriculture race. The keynote speaker will be acclaimed global futurist Jack Aldrich. Participation is free, but pre-registration is required. Learn more and sign up at kycommodityconference.org.
You're listening to Traveling the Bluegrass with Alan Watts, brought to you by H&R AgriPower.
Matt Geisig with Mulberry Orchard says he tends the farm and Amanda runs the market.
She does the school tours, but from year after year, it's grown every year, and it's just been there's a lot of traffic from Louisville, Shelby County that are looking for to get out in the country.
Amanda says the experience has been rewarding for visitors.
People wanted to get out, and enjoy fresh air and have space still as well. So I think that helped us, but also people realizing that when they can't find things at the grocery store shelves, that go to the farm where it actually was grown.
Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Traveling the Bluegrass and listen to podcast at youragedge.com. I'm Alan Watts, Traveling the Bluegrass.